This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, Thursday, April 4, 2019. And we're on the phones. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Well, I know today I'm really, really sounded cynical, and that's because I am today. When when you've got Bell Mead, this place where there's uber wealthy Democrats, you know, that are living in antebellum mansions, it's actually called the Bell Mead Plantation, Chris, and people are living in these 15,000 square foot, and I don't have anything against it. Right. Beautiful homes on a hill, and they look like something that you would find in Stone Mountain, Georgia. You know, I imagine somewhere someone is preserving one of the shacks from the slaves in their backyard, and they're having their cookout. That's their outdoor kitchen, something to that effect. So I'm really cynical. But while they're driving around in their Priuses preaching global warming, you know, Al Gore and others, he's got a 1969 Judge in his garage that he pulls out. He lights his house up at Christmas like it's a doggone simulated sun scenario, you know, while he's talking about your carbon footprint and needing to reduce it. So, and free crime, absolutely, because they've solved a lot of crimes from other cities that are driving through Bell Mead after committing a crime, and Bell Mead has given up the information to for auto theft from a prior city or from a home invasion. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, I'll leave that there, and then let me jump real quick to, you mentioned first-person shooter games.
Yeah.
I remember, was it Roanoke where the weatherman went off the cradle and shot the reporter at a, you know, at this boat club or something, but there was no blood. And no one is going to run away while they're being hit with a .40 caliber Glock, you know. You're not going to run away. You're going to fall to the ground. So it just happened, Chris, that at that time, I'm looking at this first-person shooter game I stumbled across online called Father.io. You ever heard of that?
Yep.
Okay, you for those that haven't, you buy this contraption, you attach it to your smartphone, and you can show yourself and even pick the gun that you want to be in the frame of the picture, and you can have a first person shooter game. And the synopsis of that game is when everyone has one of these on their phone, you go to war, and the people that won't comply with the program are the ones that you're trying to kill. So the whole thing, it's almost like an end time scenario. Hey, he doesn't have the mark. Hey, he's not playing his part. We got to get him. That's the whole synopsis of this first-person shooter game. Well, a week or so ago, we had a shooting in, where was that? Some mosque in, oh, I remember now, that place, Christ Church, New Zealand. What a place to shoot up a Muslim, you know. Isn't that something? Well, we're going to do this big, boys. We're going to go to Christ Church. That'll really upset them, you know. So was it a first-person shooter game, Chris? What, are they out of beta testing? Is it actually making money? I imagine it's probably to the point now where it's making millions, if not billions of dollars for these false flags, where we're hearing reports that there was no blood. You can't see any blood. There's no empty casings on the ground. The glass isn't broken. And, oh, by the way, if you get caught with it on your phone or you get caught with it on your computer, it's a $10,000 fine or 10 years in prison. Because we don't want anyone being able to dissect the video. Oh, you mean kind of like they drilled it into everyone's head when the towers fell, and then they said, we're not going to show this anymore because we don't want to upset you. We don't want you to see the planes fly into the towers. But every year, for the last, how many years? Let's see, 18 years? Every year, September 11th, is 6 months from now, you hear a countdown. September 11th is in a week. We want to remember forget. September 11th.
Never forget.
We'll put a boot up here, you know what?
Never forget the propaganda.
Don't look at it.
Yeah.
And then when you mentioned Building 7, we're coming up, you know, Chris, September 11th is only, what, 6 months away? So since it's only 6 months away, let me remind the world about Building 7 that no one's ever heard of. As often as I can, if September 11th comes up, I say, oh, it's terrible. What about Building 7? And they say, what about Building 7? And you show them the video, and you show them the BBC report, and people are going, what? How come we never heard of that? Because they don't want you to know that about that.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, I'm rambling. So back to the red light cameras. I was talking to Ralph Epperson couple years ago, and he was telling me he had a friend that got a ticket out in Arizona doing like 130 in a 90 mile an hour zone and got a ticket from a camera. Well, Chris, don't we have a right to face our accusers? Can a video camera or a still camera, a digital camera, be an accuser? Can you bring it to court? So this man went into court, not Ralph, one of his friends went into court. And the judge says, have you got any questions? He said, yes, Your Honor, I do. Am I in a civil court? Am I in a criminal court? Or am I in a admiralty court? Whatever it was. And the judge kicked him out of the court. Because he couldn't tell the whole court, well, you're in the admiralty court. Everyone thinks it's a court of law. Well, you have no damage done to anybody. The camera can't talk. Digital images can be twisted, concocted, engineered, created. Kind of like when I went to court and they wanted me to sign a document saying I hadn't had jury duty in 2 years. And I told them I thought I had. And they said, well, we can't check because we've got a new computer system and all our information is gone. Well, I refused to sign it. But I went into the jury room, into the courtroom, and the judge asked if anyone had any questions. I said, well, your court clerk wanted me to sign a document saying I hadn't had jury duty when I believe I had. Your Honor, if I had signed that, thinking that I had, would I have committed perjury? Would I have committed a crime? He invited me behind the bar, Chris, and he brought me up to his magic desk. And he said, Mr. Dudley, we're going to excuse you from jury duty. And he showed me out the back door. Because that means everyone in there, they had no proof. They could not have had a trial in that county for 2 years, and he dare not let anyone else know. You need to be awake, people.
Yep.
I've rambled a lot. I hope it made sense. Take care. God bless.
I think so. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, as always. And, yeah, we should be able to have a civil discourse about important matters. I mean, again, nobody wants to be immersed in or dwelling on the kinds of things that I mentioned earlier, but they don't get talked about. You know, what I said about the cameras and the surreptitious pretext. I mean, listen to the segment that we played. You know, I'll include it in the archives. Aurora Police cutting programs after losing revenue from red light cameras. Losing revenue. Aurora Police cutting programs after losing revenue. Isn't it? I mean, isn't the issue the safety of the community? Not the economic predation of it? And it's predatory. It is. You know, you run a red light. I'm not saying it's right. You know, it's. I'm not condoning lawlessness. But if no one was hurt, you know, it gets back to the old common law precept that there's no damage, there's no victim. The state is not a victim here. There's no crime, per se. If there's no damage, there's no victim. What exactly is the crime? No one was around, and that's not always the case. I'm not, again, this is generalizing, but you don't even hear, I mean, I'm sure there would be an opportunistic jumping on to facts. I'm surprised there isn't, quite frankly, that there isn't some sort of spinning of data to say, look, accidents are up, and so we need to do this, and it generates revenue. I'm shocked that they didn't even make an attempt at that, because that's usually the case. Something like that, again, a surreptitious justification, but this will never stop. $2.5 million for fines is not enough because of inflation. Inflation will, that's why the issue persists. The problem is not the loss of $2.5 million of predatory revenue through a red light camera system. That's not the problem. And you go back to, well, I was just going to read some of it and say who said this, but you go back to Andrew Jackson's farewell address, for example. You know, and you read it, they succeeded in obtaining a tariff of duties bearing most oppressively on the agricultural and laboring classes of society and producing a revenue that could not be usefully employed within the range of the powers conferred upon Congress. And in order to fasten upon the people this unjust and equal system of taxation, extravagant schemes of internal improvement were got up in various quarters to squander the money and to purchase support. Thus, one unconstitutional measure was intended to be upheld by another, and the abuse of the power of taxation was to be maintained by usurping the power of expending the money in internal improvements. You cannot have forgotten the severe and doubtful struggle through which we passed when the executive department of the government, by its veto, endeavored to arrest this prodigal scheme of injustice and to bring back the legislation of Congress to the boundaries prescribed by the Constitution. The good sense and practical judgment of the people when the subject was brought before them sustained the course of the executive, and this plan of unconstitutional expenditures for the purposes of corrupt influence is, I trust, finally overthrown. Oh, but not yet. And he went on specifically to talk about how the central banking scheme, or this paper money system, created a volatile situation. It created volatile fluctuations, and it also basically corrupted communities all across the country in the fashion that I'm talking about. This is not a secret. Red light cameras are unnecessary. It's a way to generate revenue. It hasn't been proven to make communities safer. By the contrary, if anything, you know, because it creates you know, it creates a variety of disruptions. And there are other things, you know, the yellow light camera scandal and all of that stuff. that just keeps reemerging. Again, predatory schemes. These do not make people safer. And legislating morality and virtue is not possible effectively. It actually has the opposite effect. We need to encourage people to be thoughtful and considerate of one another, to do unto others as they would have done unto them. But, you know, what are we seeing? We're seeing, I said it yesterday, we played the clip. You know, you have folks who are very unabashedly Pramila Jayapal, for example, in the clip that we played of her saying we need to legislate the behavior of people toward one another. Are you kidding me? You don't even do that in your own home with your children. You teach them how to behave toward one another and then let them exercise their own powers of discretion, so to speak, and grow in maturity in those powers. You don't go the opposite direction in regressive fashion. You know, once in a while, that is, you know, there's some remedial action that's taken or something like that, but that's not a policy that you implement household-wide, so to speak. Well, Johnny, you can't behave yourself, so Sally, we're going to have to punish you. What? See how reverse beggar thy neighbor works? Johnny was mean to his sister one time, and so now the whole house has to come under some authoritarian, oppressive diktat that says, this is how you will behave. You know, since you can't address your sister with the proper pronoun, then we need to legislate this behavior for the whole house. And if dad calls mom anything other than, you know, if he calls her mom instead of wife or whatever, then, you know, I mean, it's just, it's that absurd. That's not real life. That's not reality. Enough about that. Back to the phones. Chance in West Virginia, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. Oh, yeah, there's many crimes, Chris. You know what they are? It's the damn love of money and power. That's what it is. It's the damn love of lording it over another fellow human being because you have a little bit of authority. That's the crimes. You know, your last caller made a point. When I hear things like they won't let you view a video because it might upset you, I have to laugh. I remember when they came out with high-def TV. I was telling people, there's something wrong with this. They put crap in our water, our air, and our food. People get horrible cancers, myself included. I suffered through chemo 15 years ago. And you mean to tell me they could sit back and say, well, we're doing it because we want you to have a clearer picture on your TV. Now, how insane is that, I ask?
Chris? Is that a rhetorical question?
Yes. How insane is that? I'm sorry, but when I hear these type of things, your last caller was right. They play this crazy game with us. While they kill us, they say they care about us.
Right.
I mean, I for one am so angry about this. And the examples you made too. What I can't understand is how come more people don't see this.
Yeah.
I mean, something we care about, you got a clear picture on your television, don't you know? But yet,
right,
they fill us with poisons and toxins in our food, our air, our water. Even little babies are getting cancer.
You know, there's an interesting piece the other day. There's an interesting, maybe I can find it in a second here. CNN, actually, and I was, you know, to give credit where credit is due, fluoridation of the water. It's actually an interesting article. Where is that? Oops, I could spell. Yeah, I'll mention that on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
I don't care if it hurts.
So the title of the article published a couple days ago, April 2nd, 2019, CNN article, FDA proposes new fluoride standard for bottled water, but some say it's still too high. Susan Scuddy. It's actually a great article. The video doesn't seem to correspond to the article. It's weird. But I wish that, you know, CNN and really every other outlet would, I mean, if they got this close to the truth on any given article, It would be fantastic. So, you know, just a little blurb here real fast. U.S. FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is proposing a lower concentration level standard for fluoride in bottled water, yet some scientists and environmental groups believe that the proposed limit is still too high and poses a danger to human health. That's a CNN article. That doesn't sound like the spin that's being applied to the vaccine issue, for example. In every article that you read, Andrew Wakefield completely discredited, lost his medical license, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but VAERS is still real. It's still paying out claims. People are still reporting injuries through the through the VAERS system, but you don't hear that in those stories. Anyway, this is a marked departure from that hardcore propaganda. So you have sections dental health, FDA proposed rule lines with the 2015 recommendation, et cetera, et cetera. Behavioral and cognitive health effects. Morteza Bashash, an assistant professor in the Dalhousie School of Public Health at the University of Toronto, found that higher fluoride levels, as measured in urine samples of pregnant women, are associated with both lower IQ and increased risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder among children in Mexico. Huh. And then, so again, you know, you get back to the, it's not just the issue of autism. That's sort of a limited hangout now when it comes to vaccines. It's the chronic illness and these other sort of deleterious effects, like the concentration of metals. Dr. Stephanie Seneff has said that every time you see these articles, you don't hear about her. She's proven that there is a connection, that glyphosate, both in food and in vaccines, conspires to create a concentration of metals and other harmful substances. It chelates in both bad and good ways, and that pertains to fluoride as well. And she's talked about the ADHD issue. And so here you go. Lower IQ, increased risk of ADHD in children according to studies. But this is a CNN article, which was pleasantly surprising, quite frankly. Proposed rule may not be adequate. You know, dental fluorosis, dramatic increase in... So Neurath himself published a study of dental fluorosis this year based on National Health and Nutrition Examination survey data that found a quote-unquote dramatic increase in fluorosis over results from a decade ago. More than 30% of adolescents in the study showed moderate to severe dental fluorosis. You can see it. I can see it in people. I don't know if other people are observing this, but you know those spots on people's teeth? That's the beginning of dental fluorosis. So, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised. And so, you know, what have we been saying? So why can't we talk about this? Anyway, so, you know, what we're talking about here, Chance, I mean, this is a breath of fresh air. Once in a while, CNN does stuff like this, and this is one of those moments.
Listen, in other words, Chris, instead of giving us 8 ounces of poison, they compromise and give us 2 ounces of poison. You know, it's a shame that everything we eat, breathe, drink, we have to go out and spend a small fortune and buy natural products to get the crap out of our system before it gives us all cancers. That's a sin. That's the sin of all this.
It is a shame that we have to do that. And, you know, between what you're saying and what John was saying, I mean, it is sort of a cottage industry. The problems that folks like Al Gore and Fred Thompson are complicit in creating, shall we say, the rest of us have to, they want to blame the common folks for that, and we have to, like you said, spend a fortune trying to unravel
that
mess.
Okay, Chris. God bless and keep up the good work, Chris.
Thanks, Chance. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third hour already? Holy cow. Time flies. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, multitasking. The what I was thinking about yesterday, a little bit of housekeeping from yesterday. So it was Reality Winner that I was thinking about yesterday, the whistleblower. But you know what? Washington Post says Reality Winner is not a whistleblower. No. She's not a... The Washington Post says... And, you know, there have been some interesting things over the Washington Post recently. That CIA article. Maybe I should find that, too. And include that. Washington Post: CIA long relied exclusively on Amazon for its cloud computing. Now it's seeking multiple providers to... Multiple providers, two, four. What is that? That must be an erroneous headline. Multiple providers, two, for a massive new contract. Anyway, so that's interesting. That's, you know, an in-house story, so to speak. Dr. Evil is Washington Post, the CIA, Amazon. It's all sort of an in-house story. Anyway. But that was kind of an interesting story, along the same lines as the CNN FDA proposes new fluoride. I mean, once in a while, stuff creeps out, and you kind of go, "How did that happen?" That's kind of interesting. There are some others, but you know, not to belabor that. So, Reality Winner was who I was thinking of, but you know, speaking of the Washington Post. Remember back in June of 2017, Reality Winner isn't a whistleblower. So these names, you know, Reality Winner is not, you know, is it reality? Is she a winner? She's not. It's just, you know, getting back to the fun with, you know, sophistry and mimetic warfare, I would say. So that was that. Then the Wes Clark thing, you know, I mentioned that yesterday. Said I couldn't put my finger on the clip. And it's, you know, people refer to the Democracy Now! Interview back in 2007. The real interview that you want to point to is the 4TV interview. And it's interesting, 4TV got scrapped. Now, all of a sudden, you can't even go back to that entry on 4TV. But we still have the YouTube video. Who knows? Maybe that'll get taken down for, you know, a copyright strike. For a TV YouTube channel, you know, how dare you refer to the Commonwealth Club or something like that? Who knows? The place where fun things leak out, like Robert Mueller saying there isn't a shred of paper, there isn't a single piece of paper that connects Bin Laden to 9/11. Speaking of 9/11, and I agree, John is correct. 18 years on, in 5 months and 1 week to be exact, and today we're marking the 51-year anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, and talking about some of these things that I think pertain to the discussion then, and it's every bit as real 51 years later as it was then, and, you know, never should be, I suppose. You know, some might say always will be, but never should be, really. We shouldn't have these issues. And if we would all just say no to the kind of nonsense floating around that has folks conscripted to evil, I think it would change. You know, that's why I say virtue, morality, and religion. So one quick example, and then we'll go to the Wes Clark clip. Oh gosh, what's his name? You know, the guy who's taking shots at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, New York. I'll come back to that. Anyway, here's the Wes Clark installment. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Desert Storm. And he said, Well, yeah, he said, but not really, he said, because the truth is we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, and we didn't. And this was just after the Shia uprising in March of 91, which we had provoked, and then we kept our troops on the sidelines and didn't intervene. And he said, but one
kept
thing we did learn,
on the
said,
and
we learned
intervene.
That we can use our military
how
and the
casual region. He is about that? You hear how casual he is about that? Kept our troops on the sidelines and didn't intervene. And he's, you know, so we provoked a Shia uprising. This is one of those things where I'm astonished. It reminds me of being in a courtroom and hearing a public defender say, Your Honor, while she is adamant about preserving her constitutional right to a speedy trial, which again is, that's a fallacious statement. It's not a constitutional right. It is enumerated in the Constitution. So do they teach that sort of, which is it? Does he know better and he's doing that on purpose to mislead the people? Or does he not know better? And in either case, it's not good. So it reminds me of, you know, this public defender saying, Your Honor, while she is adamant about preserving her constitutional right to a speedy trial, she is willing to waive her statutory right. We all should have. Papers should have flown. People should have been jumping up and down on benches. What? What are you? Two bills of rights? What? What is this? No one, you know, nothing. Is there a pulse in the room? I don't know. Who knows? Wes Clark says casually that we provoked a Shia uprising. And the implied, you know, implied in what he is saying is that there was some agreement or some spirit of cooperation that was inherent in the uprising. Hey, you guys do this, we're behind you all the way. And then suddenly crickets. Which sounds very similar to what happened in Afghanistan. People say, oh my goodness, why are these people so crazy? Well, first of all, the CIA was recruiting radicals, radical ideologues. That's a fact that even the, you know, whitewashed, sanitized version of history, Wikipedia, preserves. They leaned on the radical contingent rather than the moderate contingent. It's a well-known, established fact. So you're recruiting Wahhabi, Salafi, Deobandi radicals to begin with. That's not a good idea. Why? Because they're, you know, fringe lunatics. I mean, again, generalizing, which is not always a fantastic thing, but generally speaking, this is not the crowd that pauses and you know, reflects. This is the crowd that can't wait to go do something. People get conscripted to this ideology. It's a way to inflict and impose things on others. And some people, you know, it's an ideology that's notorious over a couple of centuries now for piracy. So, you know, it's like a gang, sort of, in a sense, you know. Hey, this is your family, we'll protect you, and all that kind of nonsense. CIA recruited those folks, and then when essentially the sort of beginning of that story is, you know, the Soviet invasion occurs, America is not there in the same fashion that Wes Clark is admitting in 1991. It's a rinse and repeat scenario. Guys, we trained you, we equipped you, we're with you. We're here all the way. Go ahead, do your thing. And they do, and they get the smackdown, and people are killed. Wouldn't you be upset about that? Especially if you're being gaslighted by the mainstream press, because remember, Sam Gardner, retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, talked about the below the CNN line. You're saying it's happening here. You know, RT's reporting again that Russia says that there's probably a false flag, another gassing of the people in Syria on the way. Just keep hearing about it over and over again. But you don't hear much about it on CNN or CBS or, you know, Fox or New York Times, Washington Post, etc. Must not be real. So, can you imagine being those people? And if you had the opportunity to hear what the Western press was saying and no one was saying anything about it, look, your people told us to do this and said they would support us in our bid for freedom. Because remember, it was Brzezinski on the Khyber Pass talking to the Mujahideen saying, you know, we're with you all the way and your cause is right. You will be successful in taking back your homes and your mosques because your cause is right and God is on your side. All right, peace out. Hop in the helicopter and take off. Remember that little news clip? Didn't want to reveal America's role. Yeah, because it's the same thing. It's the same thing here. So wouldn't that have a tendency to upset people? You promise support. You pull out at the last minute. Your people get crushed, devastated in a military battle that you thought was going to go entirely differently based on support that you ended up not having. Wouldn't that have a tendency to upset people? And it would be more upsetting to see that the Western press is absolutely silent about it, wouldn't it? Or worse, they spin it. And after you get upset and say, hey, let's talk about what's going on here. Why did you do that? You get upset. You ask for you petition for a redress of grievances, so to speak. And the United States government or the State Department's official position is, how dare you, terrorist organization, try to attack those people? And by the way, we're coming for you. You know, you shake your fist at us and have this uprising where you're attacking those people and now you're trying to shake your fist at us. How dare you? Can you imagine? That's what's happened. That is, you know, that's United States foreign policy in a nutshell. And it's far worse than that. Again, this gets back to the kinds of things that Martin Luther King was talking about. And how can this persist? There is so much information out in Congressional Research Service reports, even that the RAND Corporation and Brookings put out, the War Colleges, you know, DTIC.mil, Federation of American Scientists. There's all kinds of, if people don't know, just go dig around for a little bit. Go look up nation building on RAND.org, for example. Go learn about P2OG meets R2P. Proactive Preemptive Operations Group Stimulating Reactions meets Responsibility to Protect. Oh my goodness, something happened. Yeah, you provoked it. Yeah, but we have a responsibility to protect. Never mind that. We don't have time now. That's United States foreign policy in a nutshell. And increasingly, it's domestic policy. Because you got guys like, what's his name? I got to find that. Where is that? He just sounds like a robot. Where is that? From New York. What's his name? Can't think of it. I'll find it. So the piece I was talking about over at Vox, by the way, before I don't mention that, why Tucker Carlson pretends to hate elites. That's an interesting little video, actually. And maybe I'll find the other thing during the break. But, yeah. So the Vox video, why Tucker Carlson pretends to hate elites. Kind of strike through segment, Vox producer Carlos Maza explores the challenges. You know, once in a while Vox does something that's interesting, but again, what's I think ironic about it is the false consciousness, the Marxist false consciousness he's talking about is Well, it's the same kind of thing that they do. So Vox is notorious for. And, you know, are people ignorant to that? I hope not. Anyway, I digress. Where's that other article? Beto O'Rourke's campaign paid $110,000 to internet company that he founded and his wife ran. He raised $9.4 million in 18 days. He's a darling. Isn't that wonderful? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez keeps dodging accusations about her, or allegations, I guess, about her campaign finance nonsense. And so, again, you know, you get a sense of basically everyone gets suborned. And if you don't play along, you get burned somewhere along the way, right? That's part of how the game works. You are our man or woman, and if you ever make any sort of break, good luck, because you're going down in flames. We'll burn you like we burn everybody else. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Oh, my goodness. So there was, just sort of in conclusion, maybe we won't, the latest allegations, FEC complaint against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Guy Benson weighed in, and actually it was a good segment. Here's a smidge of that. Go ahead, please.
Hungry for the best treats and eats.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll skip it. I'll include it in the archive. You can watch it for yourself. And then in the post, the actual article, Fox News article, is titled New York Dem Calls AOC's Green New Deal a Socialist Lie, Dares Her to Recruit Candidate to Beat Him. And that's New York Democrat Max Rose. Max Rose is who I was thinking of. Max Rose, 32-year-old Army veteran, served in Afghanistan, Purple Heart, Bronze Star. Yeah. And I dare anyone to listen to that and not want to throw up. That little, Max Rose, the America Rising, in case you missed it, segment. Max Rose calls out AOC for lying to voters. Oh, Matt, you're so misguided. Or excuse me, Max. Max is misguided. And as far as the Green New Deal is concerned, and, again, back to Ezra Pound and the technique of infamy, here's another Fox headline. GOP rep Matt Gaetz unveils Green Real Deal as conservative answer to AOC pet project. Inventing two lies. There are two lies. Don't get conscripted to or drawn into a surreptitious conflict of arguing which lie is true. Because they're both lies. Speaking of what I was talking about earlier, CNBC, I thought this was an interesting story too. Tobacco stocks drop as FDA probes possible link between seizures and vaping. Everybody's been talking about how that is not good. I mean, tobacco products are not what they were 100 years ago. It's just a waste product. Not that it was ever anything particularly fantastic, but e-cigarettes are even worse now. So anyway, that'll do it. I hope we pause and reflect at moments like this, the 51st anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King, and not on that moment, but on what he was saying, especially a year to the day before he was assassinated. I hope it was informative, folks. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.